Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas get set for a doubleheader here on a Thursday night. As we roll along, it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the man who was newly crowned the Brewers Minor League Player of the Month, Tyler Black. Tyler, thanks much for joining us, and congrats on the award.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
What's it like to get that recognition after a hot early start after what's been a tough last couple of years injury-wise?
Yeah, it's been really cool, obviously, especially kind of after last year with injuries and everything. It's cool to get recognition and everything, but at the same time, it's just one out of, 6 months, so got a long way to go for sure.
How much does that help your confidence early on with the hot start? You're stealing a ton of bases, you're smashing home runs, and on top of that, the organization recognizes you as the top hitter in the organization of the month.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty cool, but like I said, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. I think that's really been big for me, just focusing one day at a time and, you know, just trying to leave the ballpark good every day. Don't need to be great every day, just need to be good. So, yeah, man, just controlling what I can and just coming out and playing hard every day. So,
speaking of leaving the ballpark, you've done that at the plate 6 times this year for a new career high. That was one of the things that you talked about a lot in the offseason. You wanted to add that power to the game. How much fun has it been to see that play out in a big way early on?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it was kind of one of my goals coming into the year. That with the speed, too, kind of playing a part now. I know it's a big part of the game now. So, like I said, just trying to sharpen my tools as much as I can. The more I can add to the game, the better I'm going to be. So, yeah.
What did that look like in the offseason, the work to add that power and to refine that speed?
I think a lot of it was just experience. You know, I don't know how many at-bats I have directly in pro ball now, but the more at-bats I accumulate, the more comfortable I begin to feel, the more aggressive I can be. You know, and just, like I said, that experience is key, just learning every day and just being aware. So,
does it help now seeing Rocket City for the second time and seeing a couple of these teams for the second time? Does that help you get a little more comfortable in the box?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, I don't know how many times we play these guys in another division, but I know in our division we play everyone a bunch. So, obviously, the more times you're going to see the same arm, the better you're going to be. So, yeah, for sure.
Talking about arms in the mound, also arms behind the plate, you guys have made other catchers' lives miserable early on. You've stolen over 60 bases at a team, and you have 17. We're not even at 30 games yet this year. How much fun has that been to put the pressure on opposing catchers and be able to run wild?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, our manager, Mikey, just he really encourages us to run and just be aggressive. And, you know, he kind of preaches to us, like, that's how we play the game. And, you know, we have a bunch of guys that love to run and are quick. And it does put a lot of pressure not only on the catchers, but, you know, on the infield, on the outfield. Just kind of speeds up the game on them a little bit. So it's definitely really fun, and, you know, we're going to keep doing it. So,
what's the key to success for you in stealing bases? Because you're a guy who, yes, you steal a ton, but you're also on base more than anybody else in almost the entirety of the Southern League, outside of your teammate, Noah Campbell, who's tied with you at the top of the leaderboards.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've always kind of been pretty quick. But like I said before, I think experience plays a key role. And you're going to get thrown out. You're going to make mistakes. It's just about learning from them and just staying aggressive and keeping that confidence on the bases is huge. So,
flip it around to the defensive side. You've been probably one of the hardest working defenders in the entirety of the Southern League. You're always out here with manager Mike Guerrero, working at third, getting better at a position that before this year you hadn't played much of in your career. What's been the growth that you've seen for yourself on the defensive side?
Yeah, just being consistent. And like I said before, experience is big. The more ground balls I can take over there, the more different plays I can see, not only in practice, but in a game, the better I'm going to be. And, you know, Mike's been awesome with me, and just, you know, taking the time out to work with me. It's been great. And, you know, all of our infielders work really hard. We take really a lot of pride in our work over there. So, yeah, man, just learning and experiencing and, you know, making mistakes and learning from it, it's going to be big. So,
what's it been like being able to lean on Skip's experience, a guy who played the infields in the minor leagues for plenty of years and has been coaching infielders in the minor leagues for plenty more?
It's been great. He's been awesome so far. You know, I think a lot of the time, like, a lot of, like, mental stuff, mental cues, working with my throwing. Yeah, just learning from him, man, building that consistency is big. And, you know, he's been awesome.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from him in the past month?
Just he's cleaning up my throwing a lot, and just, like, I don't know, just being more consistent. And not only that consistency is not only just in the game, just, like, with my routine and practice. You know, every day is an opportunity to get better. So, you know, never taking a day off, that's something I've really learned from him, and just coming to the ballpark every day hungry, because he's hungry as almost as much as us. So it's awesome. So.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch. You guys have been a real fun team this year, and you've been at the top of it. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas in a doubleheader.